Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
The Word of God has the power to cut right down into your marrow, right down into your soul, and let it do that. Let truth get into you. And when it gets into you, follow it and be obedient. Don't compromise sin. Don't tolerate sin. It's going to be a fight of endurance, a fight of resistance, but you know it's the truth, and that's what gives you bravery, courage, strength. Never give up. And I don't care if you're alone. Let's say you don't have any family, friends, whatever. That's not relative. We'll meet the whole gang on the other side. How's that sound? Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the blinking of an eye, we're going to be translated. Translated. I'm talking about when you leave this earthen vessel. But also, while we're down here, we're changed. We're told we become new creations in Christ. All things have passed away. All things have become new. And I've met many people that have to be reminded of that, and I'll make myself number one. The fact of the matter is, I have to renew my mind with the fact that I am a new creation. I'm not who I was before. And sometimes I'll meet people, you know, from 40 years ago, they think I'm the same person. Same jokes, same talk, same life. No, I've been totally changed. And many times it makes it very uncomfortable. They still think I'm still, you know, in my 20s or whatever it might be before I met my Lord and Savior Jesus. But that's what the Lord does. He makes you a new creation. Old things have all passed away. All things have become new. I want to talk about Paul. He gives us a little testimony that doesn't appear to be a testimony like he does in the book of Acts, but this is in Ephesians. And let's read this. Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Now we know Jesus Christ came for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then the 12 tribes, he came to his people. He came from Judah. But they rejected him. So he went to everybody. He went to the whole earth, which was called the Gentiles. So let's read this. If you have heard of the dispensation, big word, all it really means is stewardship, what you're in charge of. So if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me to you. So Paul was given the stewardship of the grace of God to pass it on. And you and I are also given that same stewardship, right? We are all priests in Jesus Christ. This isn't about seminary. It's not about how many, you know, Bible verses you have memorized. It's about the seed of God in you growing and then you passing it on. How that by the revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. The mystery. Here we go, that word mystery. You know, Jesus Christ in Mark 4 told he's going to let us in on the mystery of the kingdom of God. And he only gave it to the people that truly wanted to hear it. You people have been let in on a mystery, on a secret, on the greatest conspiracy story ever told. But it's true. The mystery of the kingdom of God. That the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things come in and choke the word. That Satan comes immediately to steal the word. That there's going to be people that love God, fall in total love with God, but then they become offended because it's not grounded in them by the trials and the endurance and the fight. So Paul is let in on the mystery, how that by the revelation he made known unto me, the revelation that was made known unto Paul through Jesus Christ. And how did it happen in the books of Acts? We're told he was literally translated from one kingdom to another, from the kingdom of darkness, Satan, into the kingdom of God, light. And that's what Revelation's all about. You are literally a new creation being translated from one kingdom to the other. I don't want to hear about other religions. I don't want to hear about anything. They're all false. There's only one. There's only one. And that is knowing the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was born of a virgin. The wise men knew he was coming. They saw in the stars. Christianity has been forever because Christ was always with the Father. His word was always there. It's the main religion. It was given a physical name when Jesus Christ showed up, but ultimately it's always been. And just like the Hindu religion, worshiping gods and cattle, that's not new. The rebellious Israelites started worshiping cattle. They built a golden calf. None of this is new. They have millions of gods, just like there's millions of devils and demons and Nephilim flying all around the place, trying to kill you and kill me. And we're warned about religions that have a form of godliness, yet they're loaded with rituals and traditions and feast days. And no, the Lord wants a broken and contrite heart. You are the church. You are the church building. Wherever you go, Jesus Christ is within you. He doesn't come by observation. He's not on this mountain or he's not on that mountain. That's what he told the woman at the well. He says, the kingdom of God is within you. You don't have to go anywhere to find it. You don't have to go make this complicated. Accept Christ as your personal Savior. When I say the word acceptance, I mean lay down your thoughts. Lay down your concepts of what anything is. Fall on your knees and realize there was no way to escape this place. You were born into it. You were born into death. We were all born into death. What a crazy invention to make something that dies. Who would do that? Who would do that? No, God made us for eternal life. It's sin that interjected. And God had to have it like that, because we're not like cars. We're not invention. We're made in the image of God. The only way we could show obedience to God is have the chance to be disobedient. If we never had the chance to be disobedient, there wouldn't even be any chance of being obedient. Your car doesn't have a chance to be disobedient. It's just a rolling piece of rock. It doesn't have a conscience. It can't say you're driving me too fast. It can't say I want to take a left turn when I want to take a right. It just does it. You and I are different. We're made in the image of God. We could create things. We could do things. Just like our Father. Look at what he's created. Look to your left, to your right. Look up and down. Look at this place. Yet this place is part of corruption because of a fallen man. But we do get a glimpse. We get a glimpse of how awesome it's going to be on the other side. And that's good news. But let me continue here. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote to you a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, and it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And right now, you're a holy prophet. You're a holy apostle. When the Spirit of God is living in you, this Spirit was set free by Christ's death on the cross. The Old Testament prophets didn't have it. Nobody had it. They had the word of God. They had individual prophets that God sent. But when the Holy Spirit was let loose by the sacrifice on that cross, by the obedience of Jesus Christ, We have the ability now to have the Holy Spirit living in us. And that's the mystery of Christ in us. And how does it come? It comes through a conviction. That's why convictions are so valuable, gang. It took the blood of the one who left his heavenly home to give you that conviction. That's why it's so important to listen to it, to not take it lightly. Because it took Christ on the cross to give it to you. Turn from your wicked ways and don't look back. We're warned that the devil will come back 7 times worse. We're told we're not worthy of Christ if we go back. God forgive us all, me first. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of the power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, in this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. He's used the word mystery 3 times here. He's been let in on the mystery, he was called to preach the mystery, and he wants you to be in on the mystery of the kingdom of God. That's what it is. And when we're let in on this mystery, our eyes are open and we're translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. What do you think that temptation comes from? Where do you think all that sin that's entering your head, all that sin that's trying to attack you, sexual sin, greed, hopelessness, anxiety, hatred, envy, whatever it might be, where do you think that's coming from? The mystery is it's a spiritual warfare, gang. That's the mystery. It's the cares of this world. And they're deceptive. Sometimes it's plain and evident. Some sins are evident. Some sins aren't. That's why as a soldier, you have to know how to fight. There's a lot of, I've never been in combat, but I'm assuming, you know, there's landmines. You get attacked by the air. You get attacked by the sea. You get attacked by the land. There's a lot of different ways the enemy comes at you. Why would it be any different in the spiritual realm? That's why we better hold close to Christ. And he tells us if we hold close to him, if we come to him, he'll come to us. He'll be close to us. And that's a good truth. And we're to watch out and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery from the beginning. Of the word which has been hid. God who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church of the manifold of his wisdom. Right? It all gets revealed by the word of God, people. We know who we're fighting now. We know who the war is against. We know. It's a simple war, but it's not easy. We're given words like endurance. We're given words like a narrow path. We're given words like temptation and resistance. These are all part of our walk. It's going to be lonely. It's our closest friends, neighbors, family. It's going to be warfare, right? But we see our example. What's our example? The Almighty was hung on a cross for us, and he's our captain. The captain of our salvation. God bless all of you. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.